Okay, so it looks like we ended on, you said on page 51, and that was July 11th we last did this. Good grief. And so it starts with a heading called The Negative Confession. So before we even say any words, what is the negative confession? Well, they'll tell us, but they won't tell us what we want to know. What does this mean, the negative confession, Ion?
You'll see.
Okay.
Now,
so where are we going?
That you got to deal with.
Yeah, an aspect. Bob, I said page 51, and it starts with the words, the negative confession. So you just search it.
The negative confession. Ah, there it is. Yes, oh, we're almost finished.
No. Are you kidding?
Well, we're like 75%.
19 pages. Okay,
oh my
Karen,
gosh.
You got to come right back here, right back here. You see,
what page
therefore, are you? Let not calamity befall me in this land, or in the hall of Mati, because I know the names of the gods who are therein. Parenthetically.
That's not the negative confession. What are you reading?
No. The sentence before it.
All right, what
who
page are we on, Carol?
51.
And he says there's 19 pages.
Left.
Okay.
And I can't find those words of therefore doesn't even come up, Ion. What's going
Let's
on?
Let's start over again.
The sentence before the negative confession, therefore let not calamity befall me in this land or in this hall of Mati, because I know the names of the gods who are therein, parenthetically, and who are the followers of the great God. Now, that's laying into a beginning modality of the negative confession. So, this is that marking the difference between, well, we don't want to give it away because there's kind of, you know, it's a lot of suspense beholding here. Because now what's happening is you've got it to a level where you got the dead people waiting for it to come out. You got the live people realizing that there's some dead people. You got the dead people thinking that the live people are going to take over their space or the dead ringers. That's what Bob used to call them. He's had several of those. Bob digs them up and does them in for sure. He does it the right way. He don't play if they are indeed dead ringers, you say.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happens is the negative confession. So now let's ease into that, and we don't want to give it all the way away, but you're starting to obsolesce and retrieve the difference between the little gods and the big gods, the dead in Christ and the dead. That's a clue.
Yeah. Dead in Christ, because, yes, excuse me, if you're dead in Christ, then you're dying so that you can keep living. That's sort of wiki-walky. Uh-huh. And, yeah, what's interesting about the therefore sentence, because I know the names of the gods who are therein, it's small g. So it's like if you can name them, you own them, right? It's like
okay. Avarice. You remember those seven deadly sins?
Yeah.
They could. You have to serve those. Now, in your olden days, you've overcome this now. But back in the olden days, you could have the alcohol. They call that spirits. And they attack somebody, and so like a drunkard, when they hit that break point and they're an alcoholic, they got to have alcohol to live or whatever. That point, they can drink alcohol all their life and then one day have one drink the wrong way and then they're stuck. They got to have it. So then they serve it, and that alcohol becomes a god. Some people, Bob's been suffering this from sex, those nymphomaniacs. You know, Bob's been practicing nymphomaniac for years. He's been practicing. So if he ever figures it out, y'all are all going to be in trouble, Carolyn, but he hasn't figured it out yet. But if he gets that nymphomania down, it's gonna be too wet to plow, honey. Let me tell you. So, but that can become a god. Now,
I see.
You have a caller who calls in all the time whose husband got trapped in the Hurry Lent quadrant. Well, that's a quadrant, by the way. He got caught where he followed pornography, and he couldn't love his wife, and he couldn't. He had to have the pornography, that thing outside himself. So anything that separates you can canicalize. Bob does a lot of canicalizing with things, with his bodies and quadrants and things. But they set those in, and that's a little god that takes over. The Egyptians understood this, a la the Egyptian Book of the Dead, to sort out this deference. The Christian church talks more about the dead than they do the live, but they don't deal with the dead at all. And everything that gives inference or impedes on a conditional response that the little man must die, the wages of sin is death, and yada, 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 all that doesn't apply because you're separated from it. You're dropped out. If Jesus went to hell with the keys to death, hell, and the grave, to the middle ground, remember when we went to get Moses? Because Moses couldn't be saved, remember? He did it because he was disobedient. And Jesus went to hell with the keys to death, hell, and the grave to release them, like the Catholics pray for the dead and their dead saints and such and such. They're acknowledging, maybe for the first time, that there is this condition of a lifeless life. Lifeless life.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carolyn, why don't you make a product, call it ReLife for the dead people. They're going to be great. I'm not quite sure what they're using for currency, but maybe they can give up, get up some drops. Hey, they can kill the live people and take their drops away from them and then pay for the ReLive. Or relive for the dead. You're gonna have something because that necrosis is pretty nasty on the dead people. So not make a product for and have, call it relive. Yeah, to spray on their body. Oh yeah, but that's sort of what happens. You see, as it goes, you know, that's what happens.
Right. Excellent. ReLife. Okay, look for that. The words then for the negative confession, Hail, Uskid Nemeth, who cometh forth from Anu. I have not committed sin. Hail, Hepket, who cometh forth from Keraha. I have not committed robbery with violence. Hail, Senti, who cometh from Kemenu, I have not stolen. Hail, Ka'abit, who cometh forth from Quernet, I have not slain men and women. Hail, Nahar, who cometh forth from Rasta, I have not stolen grain. Hail, Reruti, who cometh forth from heaven, I have not purloined offerings. Oh, gosh. Hail, Arif Emeket, who cometh forth from Suet, I have not stolen the property of God. Hail, Neba, who cometh and goeth, I have not uttered lies. Hail, Set Gesu, who cometh forth from Hensu, I have not carried away food. Hail, Utu Nesert, who cometh forth from Hetka, I have not uttered curses. Hail, Quirti, who cometh forth from Amentet, I have not committed adultery, I have not lain with men, and more hails from some cavern, I have none to weep, more hails, I have not eaten the heart, more hails, I have not attacked any man, more hails from the execution chamber, I am not a man of deceit, more hails, I have not stolen cultivated land, more hails, I have not been an eavesdropper, and there's even more hails. I have not slandered, I have not been angry without just cause, I have not debauched the wife of any man, I have not debauched the wife of, in brackets, any man. So why is that said twice? Is that...
One of man, and then it imposed any man. Like, if a man is dead, he would not debauch that wife either. Because, see, she would not be a wife then, she would be a widow, but they don't see the difference. See, that's the negative confession. Right,
yeah.
So here's the negative confession. They're sitting here, right here, telling you how good they are.
Yeah,
you know how Bob does?
Yeah.
You know how Bob, get out of that kitchen, Bob. Get out of that kitchen.
Yeah, he's in the kitchen.
Get out.
Okay, good, the clicking stopped. Terrible clicking.
Yeah.
There's more. The clicking's back. Bob, what's that clicking? Click, 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 click.
HR puffing stuff.
Click, click, click. I wonder if it, do you think it's Ion?
Mm-mm.
Click, click.
No, it's not.
It's something on the phone lines, Bob. Uh-oh. Ion, can you get JW's fingers to call back in? We got bad clicking going on.
We try.
Yeah. You're muted.
Yeah. The meaning of the two men and the dead man and the...
It was one where either the wife or the man, not debauched the wife of any man. So the wife of a dead man or the wife of a living man.
Mm.
Isn't that funny?
And then he said, will they brag they're good?
Yeah, so the negative confession, but then he... sidebarred into you, so it's like methinks thou dost protest too much, you know that saying? It's almost like that. Protesting, but it means they were that, or they are still are that, but they say they're not.
All that listing.
Be
fake news.
Yeah, fake news.
Okay.
And there's still a lot more, and I'm not saying the names. It's ridiculous. Hail so-and-so who cometh from so-and-so. And the next is, I have not polluted myself. So I'm just saying the final phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
What?
Ion's not back. He
not
should...
back yet, so I'll just, we'll just do our regular stuff here.
In the red box. Sidebar. You're going to ask about this, but you haven't asked yet. We're tired of waiting, so we're going to say it now. In the red box this week, Trump's got the new thing that the coronavirus is worse than they thought, and that it's now in the meat supply, and it's now morphed in the cutting boards, into the knives, into the problems, into the things.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the new news is fixing to be in just a second that they have to provide some type of corona COVID-19 response. That includes the pandemic condition of the Spanish flu, that this is worse.
Wow.
And that it's serious, and that don't listen to anything we've said so far. It's fucked off.
Wow.
Now it's hit Thailand, and that's what's got them stirred up, because it's hit Thailand. They've had none.
Mm.
Now they're even laid waste with it because they love them some pigs. Okay, because the electrolytes are what's being affected. Now stop just a minute. Now that's sidebar. Here's what you know. What you know is that the systems in the meat sack body are shifting. The way electrolytes are processed in the body. Mm. That's why you made Remike.
This was a question. Bob was in Rixdorf, and he asked about...
Where are the electrolytes going? What part of the situation are...
Everywhere.
So your Remite affects electrolytes?
Remite provides electrolytes.
So what did Ion say there about electrolytes in the new disease?
I don't know. You said it too many times and knocked it out of my consciousness.
Oh, okay. Well, I think Is this Ion? Are you back?
You blowed up the damn turbo bridge. That's funny. I said, sorry, this number's not working. Sorry, this
oh, really?
Don't get it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, who the fuck are you? You don't apply here. You're not a pope. You're not the papacy. You don't know the Borgias. You don't know Kurt Netter. Why are you talking shit? You aren't qualified to be in this conversation. And we said, we know. That's why we called in. We're going to get Bob to teach us about nymphomania.
Okay, when I asked you to come back in, you were talking about the negative confession and how I said to Bob, it's like someone thou dost protest too much, correct?
Well, okay, noted, but that's not the negative confession. What you're trying to set up, you're trying to set up that they're arguing for a limitation of how perfect they are. And if they're that perfect, why would they be having this conversation?
Yeah.
You see?
Bob,
wash them hands,
you.
Bob.
We're here in the kitchen.
Oh, geez.
Wash them hands. Wash
I'm not
hands.
In the kitchen.
Oh, no, even
kitchen.
Worse.
Oh, it's worse.
Even worse.
Wash them hands, though.
We're continuing with the hail and what he has not done. Hail, I have not polluted myself. Hail, I have terrorized none. Hail, I have not transgressed the law.
Is he saying hail?
Hail, 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 hail,
hail, hail to the no.
Hail to the no, I have never taken antibiotics. Hail to the no, I have never taken steroids. Hail to the no, I've never taken antibiotic steroids. Hail to the no, I've never taken one spoonful of sugar into my body. Hail to the no. Yeah, it's all fun.
Yeah. Hail, I have not been wroth, WROTH. Hail, I have not shut my ears to the words of truth. Hail, I have not blasphemed. Hail, I am not a man of violence. Hail, I have not been a stirrer up of strife. Hail, I have...
Damn it, man. There's Bob. Boy, you talk about... If you look that up, who the poster child for that condition would be, the stirrer up of strife. J.R. Bob Dobbs or Dick Dobbs don't fit that girth. He ain't nobody going to make it, honey.
Hail, I have not acted with undue haste. Oh, my gosh. Hail, I have not pried into matters. Hail, I have not multiplied my words in speaking. Hail, I have wronged none. I have done no evil. Hail, I have not worked witchcraft against the king. Hail, I have never stopped the flow of water. Ooh. Hail, I have never raised my voice. That'll never happen. Hail, yeah. I have not cursed God. Hail, I have not acted with arrogance. I have not stolen the bread of the gods. Hail, I have not carried away the knufu cakes from the spirits of the dead. Hail, I have not snatched
away. Hail, don't forget, I have never slammed a door hard in my whole life.
yeah, that's part of the raised voice. Hail, I have not snatched away the bread of the child, nor treated with contempt the god of my city, small g. Hail, I have not slain the cattle belonging to the god, small g. Phew! So that's the, no, there's more, damn. Then it says appendix from the papyrus of Nebseni, and it goes on with hail, I have not committed sin. Now, is this a repeat? Let me just...
No.
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 Because we already said we had not committed sin above, I think. But anyway.
I understand, but that's the point. This is from a different papyrus, so...
Yes. Okay. And thankfully, I'm dropping all the hail sentences. I've not committed sin. I have not robbed with violence. I have done no violence. I have not stolen... I have not slain men. I have not made light the bushel. I have not acted deceitfully. I have not stolen the property of the god. I have not told lies. I have not carried away food. I have not uttered evil words. I have attacked no man. I have not, I have not slain a bull, which was the property of the God. So that would be, I mean, they're small g, and slain is misspelled, but is that them going away from worshiping false idols?
The representation of it, or the arguing that they had, he hadn't done it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And continuing.
I did not kill that whore in the whorehouse last night. That was on the second floor in room 216. And I did not rob her money for this money right here in my hand. Yeah. It did not come from her purse. You know, if you got to do all that, it's kind of like, well, you're protesting too much, but go ahead.
Well, that's what I said. Thou dost protest too much. Shakespeare figured that out. Mm-hmm. I have not acted deceitfully. I have not pillaged the lands which have been plowed. I have never pried into matters to make mischief. I have not set my mouth in motion. I have not been wroth except with reason. So before it was, I have not been wroth, but now it's wroth with, except with reason. So they're, you know, circumnavigating their position.
I almost never whoop my husband anymore, right, Carolyn?
That's right. That's right. I have not debauched the wife of a man. I have not
deluded
myself. I have terrorized no man. I have not made attacks. I have not been a man of anger. I have not turned a deaf ear to the words of truth. I have not stirred up strife, more strife, yeah. Where are we? I have made none to weep. I have not committed acts of sexual impurity or lain with men, so says a man.
Yeah, poor Bob. You got Bob on that one, too. Damn. Poor Vern.
I have not eaten my heart. Now, who's going to be eating hearts, Ion? Why did they throw that?
Oh, everybody. 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 Because the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. Honey, if you don't think the same way they make a soup out of the placenta,